Well, now to Spain, where there's been uncertainty over the future of the region of Catalonia after its disputed independence vote earlier this month. This weekend, Spain's prime minister is taking steps to strip Catalonia of its self-rule. The government says it will hold regional elections in Catalonia in January. Reporter Lauren Freyer joins us now from Madrid. And Lauren, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is preparing to impose direct rule over Catalonia after a cabinet meeting tomorrow. How will that work?
So what he's expected to do is invoke Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution. It's an article that's never been used, and it allows the Spanish government to strip any one of Spain's 17 regions of its autonomy. Spain has 17 autonomous regions. Catalonia is one. Andalusia is another you may have heard of. And they enjoy powers to set policy on things like healthcare, education, and they rely on the central government for other things like tax collection. And why this is significant is because back in 1978, when Spain transitioned to democracy, the survival of the whole system here was thought to rest on this devolution of powers to the regions, reversing the centralized power of the dictator Francisco Franco, who died in 1975. So it's a really big deal to cancel those powers in Catalonia. They call it here the nuclear option. What it means on the ground is probably first taking over the Catalan regional police force, then firing, possibly even jailing regional politicians. And then, as you mentioned, fresh elections, regional elections probably in January.
And meanwhile, the Catalan leader, Carles Puigdemont, says he has not actually declared independence, but that the Catalan parliament still might if Spain doesn't open dialogue. What are they waiting for?
Well, they had been holding out for dialogue. I mean, this past week has been a sort of week of deadlines, ultimatums come and passed. And whenever the Spanish government had asked Carles Puigdemont to drop his independence bid once and for all, he always asked for talks. Puigdemont's ruling coalition in Catalonia relies on the support of this far-left pro-independence party called the CUP. And they're a very small party, not mainstream, very pro-independence. And they're pushing him to declare independence now, immediately. And the Catalan regional parliament could vote to do so within days. I mean, it's really only symbolic. They're without recognition from any other country. No country in the world has said it would recognize an independent Catalonia. They can declare independence, but it will sort of fall on deaf ears. They're about to be taken over by Madrid anyway.
Well, you're in Madrid right now. Barcelona, as we know, is the main city in Catalonia, but Madrid is not part of it. How are people feeling on both sides, inside of Catalonia and outside of Catalonia, about all of this?
So Madrid, where I am now and where I live, there's tremendous support for the Spanish government cracking down on Catalonia. I mean, my barrio is suddenly adorned with Spanish flags that weren't there a couple weeks ago. And they say, you know, now let's just finish off with this standoff. Let's take over. Let's restore order in Catalonia. In Barcelona, as you mentioned, the Catalan capital, it's a very different story. I mean, it has not been normal life there in about a month. But there's a sense in Catalonia that Madrid was going to do this all along, invoke this Article 155, you know, take over Catalonia. It was only a matter of time. Here's a 21-year-old college student named Julia. She doesn't think that Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy ever really listened to the Catalan leader Puigdemont, who sent him a letter yesterday asking for dialogue.
I think Rajoy didn't read the letter from Carles Puigdemont. So I think it doesn't matter what Puigdemont says. It's like they see us as a colony, I would say.
So that's just one separatist voice in Barcelona, but she's sort of resigned to the Spanish central government taking over control of her region.
The Guardian, Lauren, the Guardian newspaper, cites industry experts in Spain who say tourism is down 15% in Catalonia since the referendum. How is this affecting the economy?
There's been an exodus of dozens of companies who are saying they either are relocating already or will relocate from Catalonia to neighboring Spanish regions or even elsewhere in Europe if Catalonia gets independence. They want to stay under Spanish and, more importantly, European Union law. Today, separatist groups are asking their supporters to withdraw money from Catalan banks, which have said they'll relocate, so sort of punish those banks for relocating out of Catalonia. 18 ATM machines are apparently out of 5-euro notes today because everyone is withdrawing 155 euros to symbolize the Article 155. It's sort of a strange form of protest, you know, to create a run on the banks, which is actually exactly what Madrid and many economists have been warning about all along. If Catalonia were to break away, it might suffer a recession. And ratings agencies have warned of that as well. In autumn, tourism does fall off naturally after the summer high season. But anecdotally, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people who have said, you know, we thought about changing our holiday plans because you just don't know. Are we going to be bombarded with street protests? People saw the violence at the polls during that disputed referendum on October 1st and think, you know what, maybe I'll go someplace else.
That's reporter Lauren Freyer in Madrid. Sounds like it's going to be a very busy weekend in Spain. Lauren, thank you so much.
You're welcome.